This new group is saying that they want neither Islamic law nor separatism, but simply, I think, Tuareg rights, etc. On the one hand, it's heartening. On the other hand, it complicates the issue even further. Now we have three groups claiming to try to control the North.
Are the FNLA likely to be supported by the Malian military, the Malian government, given that they want to keep Mali as one country?
My immediate thought in reading this, who are these people? Is in fact, has the Malian military managed to support already some group of Tuareg, perhaps Tuareg military, who created this movement? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. But I think that certainly these would be much more reasonable partners for negotiation with the new Malian government about the situation in the north. There would be little to negotiate with the other groups. And while this presumably opens the door to some kind of negotiation about under what conditions they would be willing to lay down their arms.
So who are the Islamist fighters Ansar Dine likely to associate themselves with? Because their leadership has actually previously broken away from the MNLA.
They have taken a very hard ideological line, saying that they're not about independence and nationalist movements. In other words, they're rejecting the sort of nationalist movement, the Azawad or the northern parts of the Tuareg territories, in favor of an Islamic ideology, and have been quite strongly committed to that ideological line in their official pronouncements. As a result, they would not have much to share with either of these groups, as far as we can tell. Now, the FNLA remains to be seen exactly who they are and what line they take. But the MNLA made it very clear and had, you know, their website proclaimed very aggressively for a while that they were a secular movement that wanted a secular republic of the Azawad and they were not interested in Islamic law. So they've drawn a pretty clear line in the sand in terms of ideological differences. The FNLA remains unclear, although they claim not to be Islamists, and therefore, presumably, they would also have some significant points of disagreement with the Ansar al-Din.
So it's feasible that the three different groups remain completely separate then?
We're reading tea leaves here, but I think it's certainly feasible. I suspect that they are all more or less waiting to see what happens in terms of the Malian government's efforts and perhaps ECOWAS, with ECOWAS support, to reclaim the north. And so there must be a fairly uneasy situation there in the north in the sense that if they turn against each other, obviously that greatly facilitates the Malian government reclaiming the north. And so I suspect that they're reluctant to take up arms against each other at the moment, or at least they're being very cautious. But it's got to be a very uneasy relationship. There's no obvious point of union between any two of them. Given the different political positions they've taken, one being a secular and independent secessionist, one being Islamist, and the other being neither Islamist nor secessionist, there is no obvious point for which two of them could combine against the other.
And that brings us on to Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. The intelligence thought on this is that they're more likely to be aligned to Ansar Dine, who they apparently have some links to.
That's absolutely the case. It would be inconceivable they'd be aligned with anyone else. And in fact, it's a little hard to read, but it strikes me that it's almost certain that the creation of that movement was supported by Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb. I think that it is a splintering off this Iyad Ghali Tuareg leader who'd been around for a very long time playing multiple different roles, split off from the main Tuareg movements to align himself with ACMI, Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb, to form this Ansar al-Din movement. So I think that they are, at the very least, closely aligned, and perhaps they're one and the same thing.